این چیزی که انسان را مطمئن می کند ذکر خدا، ذکر الله تطمئن القلوب.
Be aware, the hearts find rest in Allah's remembrance.
Spring of truth.
Allahu ya Allah subhanallah. Allahu ya Allah walhamdulillah. Allahu wa la ilaha illallah. Allahu ya Allah wallahu akbar.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. Dear audience, welcome to a new episode of Spring of the Truth from Arab English Radio. This is Zainab Musavi, and what we do in this program is to listen to certain viewpoints of Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayhi, who was the great founder of the Islamic Republic of Iran, and then try to shed light and explain some precious points in their view.
Ya Hayyu Ya Qayyum.
Well, about the relationship between faith and resistance, Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayhi said, true faith is a source of resistance in the face of oppression and injustice. An unwavering belief in God's justice equips individuals with the strength to confront tyranny and moral wrongdoing. In Shia context, true faith or iman is deeply intertwined with the recognition of one's moral responsibility to uphold justice and stand against oppression. The Holy Book of Quran frequently emphasizes this commitment to justice and advocacy for the oppressed. One of the verses is, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. O you who have believed, be persistently standing firm in justice, witnesses injustice. Surah An-Nisa, verse number 135. You see, this verse serves as a clarion call for believers to embody truthfulness and to uphold justice, even if it means standing against powerful oppressors. The verse reiterates that faith is not passive. It is a dynamic force that compels actions in the face of injustice. In Shia history, the martyrdom of Imam Hussein alayhi salam at the Battle of Karbala is the quintessential example of resistance against oppression. Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam, motivated by his faith, stood against the tyranny of Yazid, even knowing that he would face martyrdom. His declaration, I do not see death except as a path to honor, reflects the conviction that true faith calls for resistance to injustice, no matter the cost. And the Ashura commemorations in Shia Islam serve as an annual reminder of the struggle against oppression, inspiring Muslims to rise against any form of tyranny.
Ya Rabbana, salli ala Taha al-Nabi wa alihi
sallallahu alayhi.
The teachings of Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam emphasize patience or sabr and resilience in face of adversity. Imam Ali alayhi salam stated, the most courageous of people is the one who conquers his desire. And it signifies that true strength springs from faith, enabling believers to withstand and resist not only external injustice, but also internal challenges. True faith manifests as a powerful source of resistance against oppression, encouraging believers to act justly and protect the vulnerable, embodying the legacy of prophets and the righteous. For ending, let me just recite the sentence of Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayhi about relationship between faith and resistance once more. He said, true faith is a source of resistance in the face of oppression and injustice.
Every night and every day,
every night and every day, never forget to say,
La ilaha illallah, never forget to say.
There was a spring of truth, a selection of Imam Khomeini's viewpoints.
Never forget to say, La ilaha illallah.